This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Thursday, March 7th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. Global automaker Stellantis is planning to sell its transmission manufacturing plant in Tipton. The company said the move is part of its agreement during last year's negotiations with the United Auto Workers Union. The plant was idled last June, and a Stellantis spokesperson told our partners at the IBJ, all Tipton employees have been reassigned to the company's facilities in Kokomo. The spokesperson said the automaker continues to look for opportunities to improve efficiency and optimize its manufacturing footprint in order to ensure its competitiveness. Stellantis employs more than 6,000 people across four Indiana facilities. Bradley Overhead Door and Auburn Door are merging, the companies announced Tuesday, in a move their owner says positions them both for success. In March 2021, third-generation owner Zach Bradley purchased both companies, which have since operated out of the same facility in the northeast Indiana town of Ashley. The company will continue under the Bradley name with updated branding and a new website. Elkhart-based Thor Industries is reporting fiscal second quarter net income of $7.2 million, down from $27 million during the same period last year. CEO Bob Martin attributed the drop to seasonally lower retail demand and cautious dealer sentiment. The recreational vehicle manufacturer reported net sales of $2.21 billion for the quarter, down from $2.35 billion in the second quarter of 2023. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
The Indiana University Board of Trustees approved funding at its meetings last week for two renovation projects on the Bloomington campus concerning the School of Public Health and the Jacobs School of Music. The projects come as part of a nearly $90 million Wells Quad and School of Public Health renovation plan approved by the board last June and funded by the state through capital appropriations in the biannual budget. The School of Public Health's plans to create a new entrance and fixes to meet accessibility requirements were approved. A new entrance will be constructed on the east side of the building in an existing limestone wall and will replace two sets of emergency doors with glass openings and a more visible entryway. Additionally, a 7-foot screen wall will be constructed on the east and west roofs of the Jacobs Music Edition, designed to hide air conditioning equipment. Construction for each project is expected to begin this year. The Johnson County Community Foundation this week announced it is transferring control of its Employer Resource Network program to the Aspire Economic Development and Chamber Alliance. The program allows companies to access a success coach who can assist employees with a variety of needs. Foundation Vice President of Development Stephanie Martin says they've seen continued growth in the program since its launch.
We launched the program in 2020 with 5 member companies. We now have 8 companies participating in the program. Nick Burks is our success coach. Last year in 2023, he helped over 200 employees work through their scenarios and connected them. He had over 550 referrals to outside agencies, whether it be financial literacy, food banks, housing issues.
Aspire President and CEO Christian Maslowski says taking over the program will ensure its longevity and allow for future growth. TPMA founder Tom Miller is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.